This is Sunny 101.5, 745.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
A boom, boom, boom. This is a serious problem, if I can get serious for a minute. This happened to me yesterday.
Really?
I just went to my desk.
To your desk.
And it's back. So I'm talking about, and you know how particular I am with this certain pen I have at my desk, the orange one, which makes me think that you're the one that took it by accident, and somehow it was on my desk this morning.
An orange one?
It's an orange pen that's got like a nice grip on it. But I, you know, it's goofy. People have their favorite pens
you
and
do.
Things like that.
Absolutely.
So this was like when I do all
if
my
I
other
did,
work.
I don't remember.
No, and I'm telling you, it's probably not because I've seen it at your desk, and I know you probably just mindlessly walk by and say, hey, I got to sign this, sir. I need a pen for something really quick.
I don't think I signed anything yesterday.
So not only did that pen, but I have like a backup, really just normal, like a Bic pen, nothing special.
Right.
That was gone too, but now both of them are back. So I am thinking, I'm just thinking it's either you or I'm trying to, who else would be in the build? Well, it could have happened I left yesterday, but here's a life hack to keep your pen thieves at bay with a little trick.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I know what the banks do. I don't know what you're going to do.
Paste a big flower on the top.
Right.
Right. So what you can do is you don't want to be that guy with the big flower pen at work. Mm-hmm. You take the blue ink cartridge, right?
Yeah.
Take that out and then take a red one and then put that in the blue one because no one wants to steal a red pen.
No.
No. And I don't care if I use a red pen because I'm not really doing anything important. It's just to have one if I need to write something down.
Uh-huh.
So, a little trickery. So they're going to take him. Oh, I can just put this back.
I don't want a red pen. Man, that's ridiculous.
That's right.
So, there you go.
All right, well, school's over, and, you know, some of us are looking for some good old-fashioned water balloon fun, right?
Well, sure.
That's all, you know, especially first day out, you know, it's sunny out, so it can be tough to use the hose and fill the balloons and do all that. And you don't even need one of those fancy water balloon pumpers, okay?
No.
You just get a large hand soap bottle or one of those large hand sanitizer bottles, clean it out, fill it with water, and there you go. The edge of your balloon fits over the nozzle, there's your water balloon pumper.
How about that?
Pretty cool, right?
Very good.
Are you sensing a water balloon fight in my at my house this morning?
In the studio. Why don't we do that? You think they'd mind if we did that in here?
Yeah.
No, like around equipment? Nah.
Yeah.
Well, you like hot chocolate, right?
I like all chocolate.
I know.
Hot, cold.
Well, I got this for you. Microwave Nutella and milk in a mug. Absolute best hot chocolate you're ever going to have.
Yeah, I am the woman who's never had Nutella.
Well, there you go. That's how you get started.
Jack, Steve's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.